Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it is Black History Month, and I'll tell you what, if there is a history of African Americans in the city of Pittsburgh, you're going to find it at Dollar Bank, right at their downtown location on 4th Avenue. Dorothy Spangler joins us once again. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Underground Railroad, and who knew that some of the folks who passed through the city of Pittsburgh actually opened up accounts at Dollar Bank. Dorothy joins us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome, Dorothy.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So your records up there are amazing.
Yes, we have a complete set of handwritten ledgers dating from 1855 up through the 1920s, and those hold more than 400,000 savings accounts opened by depositors around from Pittsburgh and from the Pittsburgh region all through those years. That includes thousands of African-American depositors.
So what do you learn when you look at these depositors? What do you learn from them or about them?
There are a lot of overview statistics that we find, one of which is that around 40% of them between 1855 and 1900 came from Virginia. So there's a lot of Southern heritage amongst those who came to settle in Pittsburgh in that era.
And I'm guessing, you tell me if I'm wrong here, but I'm guessing that a lot of people who have actually studied their family genealogy could come and look, and they might actually find some family names, find some of their family relatives that they would have even had no idea had a Dollar Bank account.
That's true. We were founded as a bank for the working class. Anyone could open an account with as little as $1. So a lot of people really did bank with us at the time. It's a great genealogical record of the history of Pittsburgh and the people of Pittsburgh, as well as a history of Dollar Bank.
And so even when you're talking about banking records, say, from 1855, what were the savings goals? Because I'm guessing that a lot of the savings would have been very small back then.
The average savings account numbers were quite modest. And usually you see people starting accounts with just $1, $2, $5. Whatever they had saved just from a couple of weeks of work, and they had to pay the rent and feed and clothe their families just like everybody else. So what minimal amount they could set aside, they were earning 6% dividends on that money at Dollar Bank.
What?
That's a good savings rate, isn't it?
That is a great savings rate. And if folks are interested in taking a look, how can they do that? Can they come into the 4th Avenue branch? How would that work?
They can come into the 4th Avenue branch. There is the Dollar Bank Heritage Center at our 4th Avenue building in downtown Pittsburgh, and they can come in during banking hours. The Heritage Center is free to the public, or they can go online at dollar.bank/heritage center and read some of these stories about our early depositors.
Oh, wait, so it's online as well?
It is online as well, yes.
Wait, give me that address again online.
It's dollar.bank/heritage center.
Heritage Center. I am on it. Dorothy Spangler, thanks so much for joining us today. Great history. Not only is it history of the bank, it's history of the city. It is American history. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.